You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So here's the situation in Alaska. There was a surprise when Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski lost her bid for the Republican primary in last month's election. Tea Party-backed candidate Joe Miller won instead. But she isn't going down fighting. She says she will be a write-in candidate in November, and that has people like Republican strategist Karl Rove very angry.
She's going to lose. Now, the bigger and more important question is she going to keep a Republican from winning? Who would have thought that one of the most conservative states in the country ran the risk of having two liberal Democrats who followed the Obama line representing it in the United States Senate? And that's what she could do as a spoil sport. This is sad and sorry.
Joining us now is Takeaway's Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
First of all, is there actually a possibility that we would have two Democrats in this representing Alaska in the Senate?
Well, sure. There's definitely a possibility you could have two Democrats. Mark Begich is the current sitting senator in that other seat. He's a Democrat who came in the wake of the late Senator Ted Stevens when he had criminal legal trouble, you know, at the end of his last term before leaving the Senate. And this is going to be a three-way race. And the polling suggests that because Lisa Murkowski is so well-known statewide, senator, her father was senator, her father was governor, that she could win. And really part of the question of whether Lisa Murkowski could win is, Celeste, I have to ask you, can you spell Murkowski
right now?
Can you spell it? Of course I can.
Murkowski.
What is this, the spelling segment here?
Yeah, I can spell it.
Well, Karl Rove
spells Zwillick,
seems to
hey.
Think. Yeah, well, exactly. And if I were running for Senate in Alaska, it might be the exact same part of the problem. Spells Zwillick. Well, Karl Rove seems to think that Lisa Murkowski's chances are dim and that they might actually hinge on people being able to spell Murkowski. Listen to Karl Rove.
Absolutely no, she can't win. Under the law, you have to carefully spell the name exactly correct. Everybody go to your pencil and paper and write down the name Murkowski and see if you got it right. No, she's going to lose.
Well, I mean, Karl Rove sounds extremely perturbed, and one has to—I mean, he thinks the man doth protest too much. We have to remember that Joe Lieberman lost the Democratic primary in Connecticut and then ran as an independent and won. I mean, Karl Rove seems concerned not that Lisa Murkowski is going to win, but that she's going to split the Republican vote and get a Democrat in the seat.
Exactly, and this is also about party influence and party politics. Joe Miller won the Republican nomination, and the party is firmly behind him. You look in Delaware, the party was firmly behind Mike Castle and really tried to tear apart the Tea Party candidate there, Christine O'Donnell, and their intent was clear, and they lost that race too. Now it's getting complicated. The parties are in place, and the senatorial campaign committees are in place to control the money and to control the message, and when something like this happens, it upsets the apple cart, and the Republicans did not want her to do this. She's doing it anyway. It's had repercussions for Lisa Murkowski in the Senate already. She was sort of a junior member, Celeste, of the Senate leadership. She had the number 5 post on the Senate leadership. She had to give it up on Friday. They kicked her out. She's still a senator, but she's not in the leadership anymore.
Persona non grata in Alaska. Todd Zwillick, a Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.